This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Last night, CNN had a panel in which they wanted to let black Trump supporters know exactly what they thought about them. Here's Bakari Sellers and Tara Settmeyer on Don Lemonhead's show last night on CNN, just letting all black Trump supporters know what they think about you.
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
They think that's funny.
Just looking at Scott's.
Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized.
Yeah, you know. The truth is that nobody takes you seriously. The truth is that you don't read books. The truth is that you're still a slave to the Democrat Party that fought for slavery. Kanye West left the plantation, freed his mind, freed himself from the shackles. And you're sitting there watching him, jealous, because you haven't figured it out yet. That's all it is. But make no mistake about it, folks. CNN just let every black person out there that supports Trump know how they feel about them. They want you back on their plantation. You're not allowed to think for yourself. And just imagine. Now, see, if I say something negative about Kanye West, all the Kanye West fans immediately come to his defense and attack me because they love Kanye. Doesn't matter what the political spectrum of the context is. There is none. If I say something negative about Kanye West fans immediately are there to stand up for him and attack me. But if CNN says that about Kanye West, he's a token Negro. He's a Negro that doesn't read. Where are the Kanye West fans? Oh, they don't attack the left because they've all gone mentally insane. They're all on the plantation together. They're all in the cult. So they're allowed to insult Kanye West. But if I said something negative about Kanye West, I would be attacked 24/7. In fact, I just put out a tweet of the Make America Great Again red hat that he wears. And I tweeted, put your Superman cape on, in reference to what he said. And I got attacked by all the Kanye fans. Oh, it's so great. Remember when Kanye West wrote the song Jesus Walks? What was the verse? They said you can write about anything except for Jesus. They said that if you're black, you can stand for anything except for Trump. They said if you're in the music industry, you can sing about anything and rap about anything except for Jesus. What did Kanye do? He wrote a top 40 song called Jesus Walks. He supported President Trump. Let's squeeze in a quick call from Alex in Michigan. Alex, fire away.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? It's good to talk to you again.
Go ahead.
I have a couple ideas that could save InfoWars if you'll let me have them at the end here or now. It's up to you.
You got 40 seconds.
Oh, okay. What Alex should do is he doesn't need to sell the hardcore fans on, like, Survival Shield X2 and all the ingredients in the products. Like we know those are good ingredients, you know what I mean? So what Alex should do is start selling in bulk, like the bulk herbs people want. Like myself, I make a lot of teas with herbs. I buy in bulk from other places. That I wish I could buy from InfoWars, but You know what I mean?
That's no, look, it's a great idea, and we get a lot of great ideas about what to sell. And but the problem is, and I'm not, I mean, Alex, you have a great idea. It's just we've got thousands of great ideas and 100 different things we're trying to do, so it's tough to just take on a project.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones. Under my
thumb, the girl. So we just had the last caller call in with a suggestion on something to sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we appreciate all ideas. We have a very large selection right now at InfoWarsStore.com of T-shirts and hats and supplements and healthcare items, household items, emergency supply items. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. DVDs, books, everything's at InfoWarsStore.com. Really a wide selection to choose from. It's almost impossible to go to InfoWarsStore.com and not find something that you would be interested in or curious about. And the monster special we have going on right now, the entire InfoWars Life product line is 50% off. That's right. The entire InfoWars Life product line is 50% off. That includes top-rated supplements like Secret 12, Vitamin B12, Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, which we have a last run of, Survival Shield X2, another supplement on its last run, Ultimate Bone Broth, The Real Red Pill, Knockout Sleep Aid, Bodies. Just read the five-star reviews for yourself, but 50% off, 50% off, this is unheard of, 50% off the entire InfoWars Life product line. But you know what? You know what? 50% off, that's not even, that's really only halfway there. Pun not intended. That's really only halfway there, the 50% off. Let's just go ahead and go free shipping, too. Let's do that. Okay, let's do 50% off the entire InfoWars store. Or excuse me, the entire InfoWars Live product line at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go 50% off the entire InfoWars Live product line. But we're also going to go with free shipping. Let's do that. Let's do free shipping in there as well. So that's how we're going to do that. So if you've ever been curious or wanted to try one of the amazing supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time. Take advantage. 50% off all InfoWars Live products. And that includes Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, which I would suggest going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 10 tubes of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Get 10 bottles of the Emmerich's Essentials Natural Shampoo. Everybody uses shampoo. Everybody uses toothpaste. Why not shop at InfoWarsStore.com while the discounts are huge? So you can go get 10 tubes of fluoride-free Super Blue toothpaste. Thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll be set on toothpaste for, you know, over a year, and you'll get a great price on it, and you'll shop at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you win. And check out the T-shirts. Check out the hats. Check out the DVDs. All kinds of cool stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. I got a coffee mug right here. How about that? A tumbler coffee mug. So there you go. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But 50% off all InfoWars Life products and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we heard from Alex earlier. Alex is working on a report right now. And you know when Alex gets a tip on something or some exclusive intel on something that He's going to make sure to report it properly and get it out there, though, just so you can know what's going on. But I'm not going to get too much into it because I'm going to let Alex do it. And we've already put some clues out there. But Alex is working on a report. It'll either air by the end of today or tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. And, well, it's about the 2020 presidential election. I'll just leave it at that. And it's some big breaking news. Also, Alex is going to be live tonight as we kick off our extended band coverage of the 2018 midterm election. Alex Jones goes live tonight at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central. We will be doing this weeknights leading up to the November 6th red wave, which is going to be massively historic, and the breakdown, the mental and physical breakdown of the left is going to continue. But we will have all the live coverage weeknights starting tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. Central with Alex Jones, our extended live coverage. And I'll just go ahead and say this, folks. What we're doing right now is basically we're dipping our toes in the water to see if we're ready to expand. So Alex, with this extended coverage, is dipping his toe in the water to see if we can actually, we have the capacity to expand right now. Now, that means we need more crew, which means we need more funding. That means, we got to hire more people, which means we need more funding, which means we're going to see what kind of funding we can get from this massive sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to see how the reception is to this extended live coverage, 8 to 10 p.m. weeknights. Are you going to share it? Are you going to talk about it? Are you going to share the links? Are you going to tell your friends and family? Are we going to get a lot of traffic? Are you going to fund us? Are you going to go to InfoWarsStore.com and supply us with the funds to hire new crew so that we can expand our live coverage? And if the answer to those questions are yes, you know where we go from here. But that's where we're at. You already know about the censorship. You already know about the attacks trying to stop us from getting financing. You already know about all the lawsuits. It's all designed to take us down. But thank God and thank you for making sure that InfoWars is still on the air every day and we've been able to expand. But it's been tough. So now we're looking at things and we're saying, okay, do we have the capacity to expand? Will our audience fund us? Will our audience tune in if we actually start another live broadcast? So all those questions are going to be asked leading up and answered leading up to the midterms, and you have all the answers. All right, let's squeeze in a quick phone call here. Darian calling in from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Darian.
Hi, Owen. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I really don't want to focus on the problems. Okay, I hear a lot about, you know, the insanity and all of this stuff. What I'm not hearing a lot of is the solutions. You know, when Trump got up in his speech, I think a lot of people missed the dream part. He talked a lot about dreams. You know, the reason we're in the state we're in is because we've lost our dreams. We don't create. We don't innovate. We don't design. We've been oppressed. We've been kicked. We've been beaten. And the reason our enemy is so successful is because they're united in a horrible nightmare. Yeah, it's a dream. I call it a nightmare. And they work together, and they have their hands in everything that matters. I started a business up here in Eau Claire at the Eastridge Center. I'm next to medical doctors. I've got my hands in the medical industry. I'm a software engineer. I'm also a scientist. Okay? And I have been calling businesses. And they're in 2004, when I did hardware, it was a wonderful market. But all our manufacturing has gone to China. All our cell phones are in China. AMD and Intel, they went to China. And now businesses are desperate. So what I did, and this is just kind of a blueprint, is I started calling businesses and I started going, how can I help you? And the way I'm conquering this is I'm putting together a big B2B, and all the businesses are going to be networked. And when I have a few hundred businesses, then I'm going to approach them and I'm going to say, hey, let's make our own semiconductors. Let's make our own technology. Then we don't have to order from China. One person can't do it alone.
No, you're 100% okay? Right. You have to network. And there needs to be, though, I think that there needs to be some sort of trend or campaign that's made in America. You know, that needs to be something that people look when they're shopping and consuming, was it made in America? Is that made in America? Is this good made in America? I feel like just even that little consciousness to pay attention to that could be a drastic sea change as well.
Yeah, your iodine not being able to do that anymore, it's horrible. I wanted to distribute it from you guys. I wanted to approach you guys and start literally putting it up in my storefront here because I've been doing cancer research. By next year, I have approached several medical doctors. I may have an effective treatment for cancer that doesn't involve radiating someone. Okay? This is what people need to be doing. We need to be making our own way. You can focus on the problems till you're blue in the face, but we don't have solutions for what's coming next.
Well, I'll tell you what. One solution to taking control of our own destiny again and being able to create and build and just be independent is lower taxes. Having more money, that gives you more control of your destiny. Then you can go and fund projects. You can spend more time to try to create something. That's why Trump is cutting the taxes. That's why Trump is bringing the manufacturing back, the repatriation, everything, so people can have more money and be more independent and build things. That's what the globalists want to stop.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Man, I'll tell you, before I moved down here to Austin, Texas, and started doing politics every day, I called a lot of fun, entertaining sporting events, buzzer beaters, championships. But covering what's going on in America right now, I mean, there is... Sports does not hold a candle, ladies and gentlemen. It is so epic what's going on. And just seeing the moves, seeing what's on the horizon, it's all epic. Quickly, I'd be remiss if I didn't at least mention what's going on in Florida. Perhaps we'll cover it a little bit later on in the show once we get to a lot more calls and some of this news. But Hurricane Michael has made landfall, I believe, in Florida. It looks like it has just made landfall in Panama City and is moving northeast right now. And, you know, it's just like everything else on news. They cover hurricanes and it's fake news. And I'm not saying the hurricane is fake news. Obviously, the hurricane is a serious issue here. The flooding has already been devastating in Florida, but you notice how there was no build-up to this, really? It just kind of, like, came out of nowhere. So it's not even as big of a story. So, like, the last hurricane, I already forgot the name of it, huge build-up, weeks of build-up, days of build-up, and then it kind of came, and, you know, it happened, but, okay. We had, like, a week and a half of build-up, and, it was okay, but not the worst thing. And then Hurricane Michael, no build-up, nobody really talks about it. And then it's actually, like, a really bad one, and it's going to flood almost the entire northern panhandle, and it's like, well, okay, maybe gets a little news coverage. So it's just like everything else in television news. It's all scripted. It's all fake. It's all for ratings. And, it's just whatever. But interestingly enough, some people are starting to understand how fake the news is on a much larger scale. Study, economic boom largely ignored as TV's Trump coverage hits 92% negative. So it was at 91, we need to go up to 92. So you never hear about the record economic numbers, the record jobs growth, everything else, the record low unemployment. And then Gallup has the poll. Only 20% of people have a great deal / quite a lot of confidence in TV news, even less in Congress. See, folks, and that's why everything they say, the blue wave is inevitable, blah, 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 blah. People aren't buying it. People are not buying it anymore. And so they know all the negative coverage is fake. So you notice, though, I mean, the numbers pretty much correlate. Meanwhile, Gay Frogs is actually a real story. And now apparently there's like a whole swamp of them in San Francisco. But they make fun of Alex Jones for reporting on that fact. Meanwhile, they ignore all of the real news that's going on in this country. But you know what? One thing I've learned here covering the most recent Trump rallies is that Trump rallies don't make television news. Nobody covers it. Fox News, Fox Business, MSNBC, CNN, Bloomberg, CNBC. I monitor it all. I do it live. None of them cover them. Zero coverage of the Trump rally. So, you know what? We'll go ahead and play some clip from the Trump rally. First, let's go to a quick clip of President Trump talking about the Democrat campaign to resist.
The very first minute Brett Kavanaugh was nominated, radical Democrats were on a mission to resist, obstruct, delay, demolish, and destroy. They wanted to destroy that man. Of course, they wanted to destroy me, too, but that's okay. understand him. How can you do that? They want to destroy everything. That's all they're good at. Resisting. The whole campaign is resist. Ours is to create.
That's the kind of stuff that's going to get him reelected. And it's then again, the blue wave, folks, it's so fake news. It's just so fake news. What evidence do they have of a blue wave? Barack Obama spoke in California, what was it, last week, I think? 7,500-seat venue, didn't even get 1,000 butts in the seats. That's Obama. That's the cult leader. Couldn't even get 1,000 people to turn out in California. Trump does 4 rallies a week and gets an aggregate of 100,000 people. Oh, yeah. Blue wave. Mm-hmm. Now, you've heard lock her up at just about every Trump rally. Of course, this is normally aimed at Hillary Clinton, but it took an interesting turn at last night's rally in Iowa when the crowd chanted, lock her up.
Senator Feinstein, that's another beauty. That's a beauty. Did you leak the documents? No, I didn't. Did we leak? No, we didn't. Did you ever see? No. She said, no. He just said, no, we didn't leak. And I think they're talking about Feinstein. Can you believe it? Now, was that the worst body language, honestly? In other words, did she leak it 100%? No. I don't want to get sued. 99%. See, now I can't get sued. You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what the Democrats have become.
Hammering. All right, let's take a phone call. Let's jump out to Don calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Don.
Hi, Tumultuous Don here. I don't know if anybody notices this. A couple of days ago on Gab, a Kanye West account appeared, and at the same time he deleted his account on Twitter.
You know, is it? I knew he deleted his Twitter account. I haven't seen if he's gone on Gab or anything. Is it official? Like, do you know that's his account?
I don't. I'm not sure, but I know it appeared at the same time that he went off of Twitter.
Well, Andrew Torba was on this week, guys, wasn't
promoting
he?
He's promoting. It's like four tweet or four posts on there where he's promoting his a new album or something that got canceled.
Well, I am not sure about this, but I'll tell you what. I can reach out to Andrew Torba in the break and see if he's aware of this. But that's really what Gab would need more than anything is just a rush of traffic because a major user of Twitter just switched over to Gab, like, you know, a President Trump or even a Kanye West. So that would be good for Gab.
I've never seen the account before. It looks like it's new, and it's got these posts that only date back a couple days.
You know, and here's what I'll say as a larger issue. Social media is so unhealthy, man. I mean, it is so unhealthy for your mental health. And that's why you have all the tech elites and Steve Jobs. They don't let their kids on social media. They don't let their kids on their iPads. They know how bad it is for the human brain. But the Twitter stuff is even worse, man, because, you know, you read this crap on there. You see the dementia and everything of it. I mean, and you don't even know what's real and what's fake. You could be sitting on Twitter for an hour reading a bunch of fake bots, getting angry, and it's not even real. I kind of just hope the social media trend just kind of goes away.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know what a red wave does? It gives President Donald Trump the mandate to move against the criminals in the Democrat Party that he's now labeled as criminals. And last night inched another step further, saying, folks, you don't even want to know the crimes these people have committed. I know it. I've seen it. It's unfathomable. You can't even know. What will he say tonight in his rally? But I want to go to some of these clips just to kind of show you, again, where we're at in the political climate right now. And it begins with Hillary Clinton. Now, you know, this is like a competition. What is a more stunning audio clip? Is it the CNN panel saying Kanye West is an illiterate Negro? Or is it Hillary Clinton calling for a civil war in the United States, guys? Listen to Hillary Clinton last night on CNN.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength.
No, it's American prosperity. It's American independence. It's choosing our own destiny. It's freedom. But here's the weird twist about what Hillary said. She says you cannot be civil with someone that is out to destroy what you believe in. She's basically calling for conservatives to start attacking liberals. That's really what she's saying. It's the left that's trying to destroy America. It's the Democrats that are trying to destroy America. It's the Democrats trying to destroy everything we believe in. God, freedom, independence, borders, safety, truth, justice, humanity. That's everything we believe in that they're trying to destroy. I would love to ask Hillary Clinton supporters, you know, Hillary said you can't be civil with someone out to destroy everything you believe in. What is it that you believe in that we're trying to destroy? What are they going to say? There's no answer to that. Who's trying to destroy America? The Democrats. The left. They don't even deny it anymore. They'll tell you out on the streets at their protests, screw America. It was never great. Cuomo, New York, America was never great. That's all they say now. Angela Rye, CNN, America was not great. It's only been racist. Really? Move to Africa. Oh, but you won't make millions of dollars as a fake news person, will you? No. That's only here in racist America, isn't it, Angela? So there's Hillary Clinton stunningly saying you cannot be civil with someone that wants to destroy everything you believe in. She's trying to incite a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And why is Hillary all of a sudden going back out in public? Why is she about to announce a huge tour with Bill Clinton? Alex Jones has a breaking report coming up on all that. But let's move on now. Because of the rhetoric of people like Hillary Clinton calling for violence in this country, Rand Paul is worried that someone's going to be killed. Of course, the left has already tried to do this to Rand Paul, to Steve Scalise. But here's Rand Paul commenting on the current climate in America politically because of the left.
I feel that there's going to be an assassination. I really worry that someone is going to be killed, and that those who are ratcheting up the conversation, those who are ratcheting up saying get in their face, they have to realize that they bear some responsibility if this elevates to violence.
Well, I can remember when you were attacked by your neighbor, even the local media sort of mocked that in their, you know, the coverage. It was, they know how to toe the line without actually going there, but you could tell by the tone of the headlines. And it, had it been a Democrat that had been attacked, it would have been entirely different. The tone would have been entirely different. And the tone was almost like, oh, poor little Rand got his ribs broke. You know what I mean? It was, and people were chasing down, you know, the developer of your neighborhood and other neighbors to try to figure out, well, you had this coming, right? I mean, they were the media was trying to figure out what way in which you had this coming.
This is sort of the double standard. You know, if it's an accusation with no substantiation, it's utterly to be believed. In my case, it wasn't an accusation. I actually was assaulted. He's now a convicted felon. There is an instability and a violent nature in this man. There still is a risk of him committing further violence. And yet the media discounted that completely because they don't like my politics. So this just shows you that it's about politics. It really isn't about concern or people wanting to lessen violence. You know, there's all kinds of violence out there. And if the media doesn't want to condemn it when it happens to a Republican, you can see what a double standard we have.
And here's the thing. The Democrats are calling for it. They're telling people, yeah, you're justified. Go out and kill Republicans. Go out and assault Trump supporters. You're justified. That's the right thing to do. Ask Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Maxine Waters, Hillary Clinton. They're all doing it. And notice how they're all women. They like to use the women to push their violence, don't they? That's what they do. They give themselves privilege, and then they think that because they've anointed themselves holier than thou, that they can just get away with anything. Like, again, I go to this clip on CNN last night. Just like Hillary Clinton is trying to incite a civil war, what do you think people like Bakari Sellers and Tara Setmeyer are trying to do when they say things like this on CNN?
Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
At CNN, folks.
Just looking at Scott's
Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized.
Listen to these people thinking that they are allowed to think for all black people. Listen to these people on CNN claiming, if you're black, you have to think the way I tell you to. How do you think that's going to make black people that support Trump feel? Again, here they are inciting violence, riling up their base, saying you're justified in hating these people. You're justified in committing acts of violence against these people. And I hope Rand Paul, well, I know he's right, but I hope someone follows up because... I mean, folks, we're lucky no one's died yet from leftist violence. Honestly, Heather Heyer, probably a victim of leftist violence. I mean, honestly, that's really what happened. But we'll get, that can be debated. It'll be a clear as day situation, and it's going to happen. And will Maxine Waters and Hillary Clinton be held accountable? Will they be hauled in front of a judge to say, you know, your rhetoric caused this? I doubt it. But again, let's go to the classic double standard of the Clintons. Again, last night on CNN, listen to the devil witch Hillary comment on the differences between misconduct alleged against Clinton and alleged against Kavanaugh.
You say that you're going to talk about the difficulties that your husband went through, that you went through. Obviously, you're going to be prepared to have questions about that moment in 1998, the impeachment, the allegations of sexual harassment against your
husband.
About the
rape settlements.
Are you prepared to answer those questions? Is he prepared to answer them? And how do you see
that? Oh, he's going to have to.
Similar or different from what President
Trump
is being accused of and Kavanaugh and others today?
Well, there's a very significant difference, and that is the intense, long-lasting, partisan investigation that was conducted in the 90s. If, the Republicans, starting with President Trump on down, want a comparison, they should welcome such an investigation themselves.
What is she talking about? There has been investigations. The New York Times calls up any woman that's been within 2 feet of Donald Trump and asks if he raped them. I mean, oh, but you know what? Here's the truth that Hillary would never tell you. You know the difference between Kavanaugh and Clinton? That means Kavanaugh guilty and Clinton innocent? Bill Clinton is a Democrat. Guilty until proven Democrat.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, InfoWars really is the black sheep of the media. We really are the Dark Knight. And it hit me in the break because I'm sitting here thinking about the censorship that we all are enduring, but more than anyone, Alex Jones, who's been banned from existing on any social media platform, and this broadcast banned as well. Think about it this way, though. If it wasn't for InfoWars and Alex Jones, Donald Trump would probably not be the president of the United States. And if you go back in time, ladies and gentlemen, from June, when was it that Trump announced? Was it 2014 or 2015? I think it was 14. June 2014 to July 2016, during the Republican race, there were very few and far between news outlets that supported President Trump. Fox News? Nope. Nope. Most of your favorite talk show hosts out there? Nope. Alex Jones stood alone with, I will give credit to Michael Savage. He's the only other one that was on the Trump train from the get-go. Ann Coulter. Very few and far between, ladies and gentlemen. Very few and far between. Now, why am I saying this leading into this segment talking about us being the Dark Knight? Well, because guess what? All of those news outlets, all of those hosts now love Trump. They praise Trump every day. He's doing an amazing job. He's so great. They talk about him. They have him on. So they have no problem enjoying the fruits of our labor. But then what happens? We get censored, and who stands up for us? Who makes a big deal out of that? Fox News? No, a lot of them were for it. Your favorite talk show host? No, not really talking about it. But boy, are they glad Trump's in. Boy, are they thrilled that Trump is in. But you give no credit to the people that got him in, which was this audience. So just think about that. That is the level of black sheep, dark knight InfoWars really is. We told you Trump would win. We got behind Trump. We told you he was the real deal before anyone else would. While they were throwing all the arrows at him, we hit the barbed wire. We took it. We were right. And then what happens? Everyone else climbs over our rotting corpse on the barbed wire and celebrates the victory and leaves us there to die. And you know what? I love it. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark in Florida. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Owen. I'd like to talk to you about how the left is trying to get rid of all our news sources. We got to really consider that people like Tucker Carlson need to be supported. And Fox News, like you were saying, it's sort of a Trojan horse. They're pulling up Ben Shapiro real recently. It's a serious issue.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro will be hosting on Fox News before long. And look, here's the other thing. I really don't want to get too much into it because I like a lot of these people, but they know who they can put on air, and then they won't cross lines. They know.
Sure, but I would just be wary, that's all. I'd like to talk about polarization for a minute, if you'd like.
Go ahead.
You got to be real wary about the delusion of the left, because Scott Adams, who's the cartoonist that draws Dilbert, had a great quote just after Trump won, which was, they've now unloaded all their big guns. They've called Trump all the worst dictator names you could call him. They've compared him to Hitler. They've launched their greatest salvo. And if they've launched their greatest salvo and failed, then that's all they can do. And now they have to commit as strongly as they can to getting rid of Trump, because this is the baseline, the foundation of their whole philosophy, that Trump is indeed Hitler.
Yes, so but I think there's still, I think that there's a bit of delusion there, Mark, because they still don't understand that the media isn't working. They've been so confident in the media industry working for them, not just, I mean, literally putting out their talking points and narratives. I mean, like, working as far as getting whatever their agenda is accomplished. So they're still under this delusion that if they still hit Trump, he's a racist, everything on CNN and MSNBC and the New York Times, the Washington Post every day, that they're going to win. I really think they're still under that delusion, Mark.
Oh, they certainly are. But what's worrying is that if they really believe that he's Hitler, there's a couple million people out there, Owen, that really do believe that.
Sure.
And those extremists are the ones we got to be worried about.
No, absolutely. And those are the people that go out and try to kill Republicans. They already have. Those are the ones that Hillary Clinton and Maxine Waters and the criminal Democrat Party are trying to incite to violence. Because here's the thing. It's just like any classical. I mean, you can go back and look at history. Whenever there's a leader of a country who's in big trouble, who knows if justice befell them, you know, they're going to have their head on a pike. What do? They start a war. It's the perfect distraction. You don't want to get arrested and hung from the highest tree? Go start a war. Go get a bunch of people fighting in the streets. That's what they're doing. All these Democrats know their criminal behavior. They all know Trump knows it. And so they're trying to start a war to distract from their crimes and hope if the war gets out of control enough, they can slink off into the dark of night. Thank you for the call, Mark. Let's go to Mike in Idaho. Go ahead.
What's going on, Owen?
Just play-by-play of life in America.
Yes, sir. Play-by-play all day, man. These sons of men with the plan that liberals can't seem to understand, you know. I had to leave Portland because of it. I was living down there, and it got so bad that I moved over to Idaho here.
What's
a little bit freer, you can walk a little bit taller.
You know, it's just sad what the Democrats have done. You know, it's really not just the West Coast. They do it to every inner city. You know, they do it to every inner city. And then somehow they still have these people believing that they care about them and that they're going to fix things. Here are the Democrats running things for 50 years telling you, we're going to fix things.
Yeah, they didn't fix nothing. They made it the most unpleasant place to live when it actually used to be decent. It used to be fairly okay, but it got so bad where I was actually working at Whole Foods. And to make a long story short, I couldn't even operate amongst them because it was so bad with the gender police that I just gave up even trying to be level-headed with them because it was just basically a group of authoritarians.
I honestly, man, it's sad. It really is sad because I think about my hometown of St. Louis. I think about what the Democrats have done to that. I mean, they just destroyed that inner city. Just destroyed it. And it could be such a beautiful place. It's such beautiful architecture, the riverfront, everything. Just like in every inner city that they destroy. Just like San Francisco could be. I mean, it's so beautiful. But the Democrats just destroy it. They just destroy everything. Thank you for the call, Mike. Let's go to a caller from California, Lori. She deals with this. Go ahead, Lori.
Yes, hi. I am a sixth-generation Northern Californian. We do not have the resources to get up and leave like a majority of people I know who are conservatives have, and we wouldn't do that. My husband and I are both deplorables. We totally support Trump, and I've been a listener for 15 years. We really think that we need a red tsunami, not a red wave here in California.
Well, Lori, I was actually shocked by this. The last I checked, I believe it's the governor race in the state of California. Guys, look this up. I believe the governor race is only a 6-point margin right now for a Democrat. Only 6 points.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got to vote for Cox. And then Feinstein is running against Leon. So we have to vote for Feinstein because she's the lesser of two evils. And as horrible as this sounds, you know, if she dies off, then we get somebody better. It's such a mess here.
But what do people say, Lori? What do people say in California that vote Democrat when you've had Pelosi, Waters, and Feinstein running the state this entire, for like 3 decades, running it right into the ground? I mean, how do they reason that? What do they say to justify voting for these women?
You know, I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know. Because if you try to discuss it rationally, and, you know, I like to talk to people, find out why they feel, how they feel, and what their thinking process is in a peaceful and adult conversation, they go off on rants. And too many times I've tried talking like that, and I've had to leave because, you know, I was afraid of violence.
And it's really sad because it's just what you're doing is you're opening up the cult mindset. And once you tap that nerve, once you hit that nerve that you know, lets them know, hey, you're in a cult and you know it. Once you hit that nerve, that's when they panic. You know, that's when they go into the panics and they start shrieking and yelling and cursing and calling you names because you just hit the nerve of reality. You just hit the nerve and they'd rather not face the facts that they're a member of a cult, a groupthink cult, and they're totally ignorant. They can't face the facts.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our